Ever hit that point in your workout, you know, where you're like, I could push harder, but you kind of need someone to tell you exactly how? Or maybe you're just like overdoing the same old routines. Well, that's where fitness AI comes in. It's about to like seriously level up your workout game.
Totally. And it's not just about having like a library of exercises on your phone anymore. It's this whole ecosystem of like smart tech that's learning about your body.
Okay, so we're diving into fitness AI today, and I gotta say, even I'm getting hyped about the possibilities here. This source is basically painting a picture of like a full-blown fitness revolution.
Absolutely. And honestly, it's easy to see why, right? It's like you said, having a team of like coaches, data analysts, maybe even a little bit of fortune teller thrown in, all working together to, optimize your every move.
Okay, that sounds seriously next level. But for those of us who haven't like fully merged with the machines yet, can you break down exactly how this works? What makes fitness AI different from, say, my basic fitness tracker?
Okay, so think of it this way. A regular fitness tracker, it tells you what you did.
Right, like steps and
Exactly.
right,
Steps, calories burned, all that. Fitness AI, though, tells you why that matters, but like specifically to you.
okay.
So it uses things like machine learning and computer vision to like actually personalize your workouts and give you feedback, like in real time.
Wow.
That adapts as you go.
Huh.
It's analyzing your body's response to exercise in a way we haven't really seen before.
Okay, so not just counting the reps, but actually understanding how my body reacts to them. That's where the whole AI part really clicks for me. But this source highlights three major perks of fitness AI, and I'm curious to like dig into those a little bit.
Absolutely, let's do it. So let's start with personalized workouts.
Okay.
And we're not just talking about choosing between like beginner or advanced levels here.
Right.
Imagine your fitness AI like analyzing your sleep data from the night before and then actually adjusting your workout based on how recovered you are.
Okay.
That's the kind of detail we're talking about.
That's wild. Like it knows you need that extra rest day
Yes,
before you even do.
exactly. And this level of personalization, it goes even further, right? Like imagine your AI trainer suggesting different exercises
Okay.
because it senses that you might be developing like a muscle imbalance
Oh, wow.
or that you're at risk for a particular injury. It's about like prevention and optimization, not just like reacting after something happens.
Okay, now that's what I call a personal trainer. But what about those of us who struggle with motivation? Can AI really help us get off the couch and like enjoy working out?
That's a really good question. And it actually brings us to the second major perk of fitness AI and motivation. And honestly, this is where like those traditional fitness trackers, they kind of fall short. Fitness AI, it really shines here. Because it's like, think of it this way. It's not just you versus, your willpower anymore. It's more like having a workout buddy who also happens to be like a motivational expert.
So less like drill sergeant and more like hype man.
Exactly. Because fitness AI taps into like what actually motivates us. So things like personalized challenges, progress tracking, but like in a way that actually highlights all those small wins that you're making along the way, even connecting you with a community of other people who have similar goals. It's about making fitness more engaging and like almost turning it into a game.
Okay, I have to admit, like the competitive part of me kind of loves that. But let's talk about how this actually plays out in like the real world. What are some examples of fitness AI tools that our listeners could be using right now?
Yeah, totally. So this source, it kind of breaks it down into a few categories.
Okay.
So first up, you've got your AI-powered apps,
Okay.
and these aren't like your grandma's calorie counters.
Right.
We're talking about apps that are actually using your data to adapt your workouts in real time.
Wow.
So like imagine you're struggling with a particular exercise. The app can actually adjust the number of reps you're doing. It can suggest a modification or like even switch you to a completely different exercise
Okay.
based on like what you need in that moment.
So it's like having a personal trainer who can see right through my, I totally got this facade.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you've got like this whole evolution of wearables. So this is going like way beyond just counting your steps. We're talking about like smartwatches that are using things like heart rate variability to actually measure your exertion level, right? Not just how fast your heart's beating.
Right, right.
Or, like, you've got trackers that can use your sleep data to recommend active recovery activities.
Okay.
So not just telling you to do another HIIT session.
Right, when you're clearly running on fumes.
Exactly.
Wow, that level of insight is, like, amazing. But I have to ask, what about those of us who, like, we really crave that human touch?
Yeah.
Can AI really replace, like, a real-life trainer who's there, like, cheering you on in person?
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah.
And it kind of brings us to that final category that this source highlights, virtual trainers.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, these aren't just your average, like, pre-recorded workout videos.
Right.
Imagine a system that's using computer vision to actually analyze your form in real time.
Wow.
And then it's giving you feedback and corrections, just like a, you know, an actual human trainer would.
Okay. That's, like, next level. But does it also tell me to stop slouching and drink more water?
Well,
because my human trainer does that too.
We're not quite at, like, HAL 9000 levels of observation just yet.
Okay.
But you do bring up a really good point, which is,
yeah,
while virtual trainers are amazing at, like, you know, that personalization, giving you feedback, even the motivation.
Right.
There's still something to be said for, you know, that irreplaceable bond.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that nuanced understanding that the human trainer can provide.
So it sounds like the future of fitness isn't about replacing trainers.
Yeah.
But it's about empowering them with these, like, incredible new tools.
100%. And that's honestly what makes this whole thing so exciting.
Right.
But we do also have to acknowledge, like, the elephant in the room when it comes to all this, you know, personalized data that's being collected.
Right, because we're talking about, like, a ton of information about our bodies, our habits,
oh, yeah,
even, like, our fitness goals. So
yeah,
what are the implications of all that being, you know, in the hands of AI?
Well, definitely, like, a double-edged sword. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
On one hand, you have all this data that's basically, like, fueling the incredible personalization we've been talking
about. Right, with the custom workouts and...
Exactly, the real-time adjustments, everything. But it also brings up some important questions, right?
Yeah.
Like, how is all this data being used?
Mm-hmm.
Who has access to it?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what kind of security measures are in place to make sure it's actually being protected?
So it's not just about what fitness AI can do for us today.
Right.
It's about making sure that it's, like, evolving responsibly as we go.
100%. And honestly, that's what I find so fascinating about this whole field is, like, its potential.
Mm-hmm.
Because the technology is advancing so quickly.
Right.
That we're really just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Yeah, this source was hinting at some pretty wild stuff.
Well, yeah.
Like, imagine your AI trainer not just on your phone anymore,
right,
but, like, integrated into your entire fitness environment.
It's crazy.
We're talking syncing with your smart home gym.
Yeah.
Your smart, even, like, your music streaming service.
Totally.
To create this, like, fully immersive experience.
Absolutely. And it's not even just about, like, convenience or personalization at that point.
Right.
Imagine, like, a future where fitness AI is actually helping us understand the long-term impact of our lifestyle choices.
Wow.
Like, we're talking AI analyzing, you know, years of your fitness data,
mm-hmm,
maybe even decades.
Wow.
To give you insights on how to optimize your health for, like, the long haul.
Okay. Now that's what I call playing the long game. But for now, it seems like there's already a ton to be excited about in the world of fitness AI.
Oh, for sure. Like, right, without a doubt.
Yeah.
This technology has the potential to, like, totally transform how we train, how we stay motivated.
Yeah.
And ultimately how we reach our fitness goals.
Well, there you have it, folks. We've explored the incredible world of fitness AI from its ability to personalize workouts and, you know, kick our motivation into high gear.
Yeah.
To the importance of data privacy and remembering that, like, sometimes you just can't beat that human connection.
That's true.
Especially in our fitness journeys.
Sure.
It's clear that fitness AI is here to stay. And I, for one, am so excited to see what it does next.
Me too. It's going to be a wild ride.
It really is. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
Thanks for having me.